But first, the federal opposition has questioned the political motivation of a $4 million government grant given to a controversial think tank hosted by the University of Western Australia. The Australian Consensus Centre will be headed by self-described sceptical environmentalist Dr. Bjorn Lomberg. The centre itself will evaluate government policies and proposals. The federal government has defended the multi-million dollar grant, but Labor insists it raises serious questions about the integrity of education and research funding. Jessica Kidd reports.
Danish academic Dr. Bjorn Lomberg heads the Copenhagen Consensus Centre. His own website declares that he challenges mainstream concerns about development and the environment, and that policymakers need to focus their attention on the smartest solutions. Now he's been given a $4 million grant to set up the Australian Consensus Centre at the University of Western Australia. The centre has been pitched as an economic think tank, but Senator Kim Carr, Labor's spokesman for higher education, research and innovation, says it's clear the grant is politically motivated.
There's no doubt that there are very heavy levels of political intervention by the Prime Minister or other senior government ministers, that this is an initiative taken by the government rather than the university, and it raises serious questions about the integrity of our research program in this country.
Senator Carr is critical of the fact the Consensus Centre has been given a multi-million dollar grant at a time when other university departments and research institutes are facing significant funding cuts.
Just recently, the Education Minister felt it necessary to threaten jobs of hundreds of scientists through the ENCRIS program if he couldn't get what he wanted in the Senate. But now they can find $4 million, and we don't know where that's come from, whether or not it's been taken out of the ARC or somewhere else. We need to know exactly where that money's coming from. But the inconsistencies in the government statements on this matter do need thorough investigation, and it is the Labor Party's intention to pursue this matter through the Senate estimates.
Education Minister Christopher Pyne has defended the grant, hitting back at media reports saying it was politically motivated.
I don't remember them reacting that way when Labor put $7 million into the Whitlam Institute at the University of Western Sydney, or the $3.5 million into the Conversation when they were in government. This went through exactly the same processes as those particular grants. Bjorn Lomborg runs a consensus centre, a place where discussions and deep thinking is done about the economy. He's not a climate sceptic.
On Radio National this morning, the Environment Minister Greg Hunt was asked whether he was comfortable that Dr. Lomberg had been given $4 million of federal government funding, given the Climate Commission was abolished due to budget considerations.
Look, I feel very comfortable. This is obviously a decision in the education area, but this is somebody who has been engaged by the UN, who is a deep believer, by the way, in climate science and the fact of human impact on climate.
Mr. Hunt says the reason Dr. Lomberg has copped so much criticism is because he doesn't advocate a carbon tax as the only solution to climate change.
He brought together a panel of Nobel economic laureates to look at the most efficient way to do it. And the fascinating thing is, of 15 mechanisms, all based on the presumption of a need to act and a need to act quickly, the worst three, the least effective, were all variations of the carbon tax. The real point why he's criticised is it doesn't fit the narrative of those who want to punish people with higher electricity and gas prices. He's saying you can reduce emissions, you just don't need a massive electricity and gas tax.
But academics across Australia are critical of the government's position. Marine ecologist Dr. Luke Hedge from the University of New South Wales says it appears Dr. Lomberg has been given the money without having to go through the usual grants process.
Dr. Lomberg's $4 million grant from the federal government is quite alarming, particularly to homegrown scientists who have to go through some fairly rigorous steps to set up a centre of this size and receive federal government funding. The funding arrangement for setting up a centre of this size is quite involved. It can take many years. It can involve researchers collaborating together across institutions to try and come up with extra funding and in-kind support. So it's alarming to us that Dr. Lomberg is getting somewhat of a free ride here without the normal checks and balances.
Dr. Luke Hedge ending that report by Jessica Kidd.